This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I was talking to Brian Duncan, our hog farmer out in Illinois the other day, about agriculture and the trade war. Circular bad news is what he called it, the repetitive cycle of tariffs and counter-tariffs, threats and more threats. Ag relies a whole lot on exports is the thing, but even before this administration took over, some parts of the American farming industry had been having some problems. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
There's a 400-cow farm in Wisconsin called the Nelson Family Dairy Farm. Sarah Lloyd runs it with her husband, and she says dairy farms across the country are facing a big issue.
We really do have too much milk on the market.
And that's pushed prices so low that hundreds of farms in Wisconsin are going out of business. Lloyd says for her farm, it's been a struggle.
The Nelson Family Farm has been in business for over 100 years. We're really just digging deep into the asset base that the generations have built.
Until around 2014, dairy prices had been high, and dairy farmers had been expanding their operations, says Naomi Bloom at the advisory firm Stewart Peterson.
It was kind of this domino effect where each dairy farm, in their own way, was trying to become bigger.
Then global milk prices plummeted. China drastically cut back on its milk imports. The EU lifted production quotas. Russia banned Western dairy imports. But farms had to keep producing milk, even if they were getting less for it, to make their loan payments. The dairy industry has had help. Federal subsidies have been estimated to make up as much as 73% of dairy farm income. And Dan Sumner, an ag economist at UC Davis, says farms should be designed to withstand price swings.
Farm prices go up and down. That's part of the business.
Sumner says what's unusual this time is how long they've been down. And it's not just dairy. Prices for a lot of ag commodities have been down for several years. By now, he says they should have recovered.
That hasn't really happened for a lot of commodities, in part because they're so sensitive to the international trade turmoil.
China is the fifth largest export market for American agriculture, including soybeans, corn, hogs. Before the trade dispute, it had been a top export market for years. With that market closed, supply is building up in the U.S. California and Wisconsin, the two biggest milk producers, are receiving $130 billion in aid this year to cope with the trade war. Sumner says there's another reason prices are staying low. The industry is getting more productive. It's getting better at farming.
That means that those people can produce the crops and the livestock products at slightly lower prices.
Dairy prices are starting to rise a bit. Dean Foods, the biggest milk producer in the U.S., said this week that it's paying more for milk. Part of that is a result of all the rain we've had this year. That made it hard to plant feed crops, so prices are up. Then there's lower production, dairy farms going out of business. But back at the Nelson Family Dairy Farm, Sarah Lloyd says reduced milk production could help farmers in the long run.
We just really need to talk with people about, hey, what if you produced less and got paid more?
The National Farmers Union has called for a government incentive program to better control the dairy market. That could mean capping production or charging a fee if farmers want to expand. So far, nothing's made it through Congress. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.